Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the Philadelphia Phillies and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the Philadelphia Phillies. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Richie Ashburn. Batting second. The first baseman, Earl Torgerson. Batting third. The shortstop, Bobby Morgan. Batting fourth. The second baseman, Granny Hamner. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Del Ennis. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Danny Schell. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Willie Jones. Batting eighth. The catcher, Gus Niearhas. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Herm Wehmeyer. Pitching for the Philadelphia Phillies, Herm Wehmeyer. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Frank Baumholtz. Batting second. The second baseman, Gene Baker. Batting third. The first baseman, Dee Fondi. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Randy Jackson. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Ralph Kiner. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Hank Sauer. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Ernie Banks. Batting eighth. The catcher, Walker Cooper. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Howie Pollitt. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Howie Pollitt. And now, play ball. Richie Ashburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashburn hits a pop-up towards the mound. Pollitt settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Earl Torgerson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torgerson hits a pop-up towards first. Fondi settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan hits a fly ball into right field. Sauer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Phillies nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Frank Baumholtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baumholtz hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hamner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Gene Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker hits a ball on the ground towards short. Morgan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dee Fondi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fondi takes first base on ball four. Randy Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Phillies nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Granny Hamner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hamner hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Jackson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Del Ennis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ennis hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Baumholtz. Ennis reaches second base with a double. Danny Schell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schell strikes out. There goes Ennis. The throw from Cooper and Ennis is out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Phillies nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ralph Kiner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kiner hits a fly ball into center field. Ashburn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hank Sauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sauer hits a fly ball into center field. Ashburn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks hits a fly ball into right field. Ennis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Phillies nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Willie Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones hits a fly ball into center field. Baumholtz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gus Niearhas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niearhas hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Herm Wehmeyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wehmeyer hits a fly ball into right field. Sauer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Richie Ashburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashburn is 0 for 1 in the game. Ashburn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Baker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Phillies nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Walker Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper strikes out. One out. Howie Pollitt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pollitt hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wehmeyer fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Frank Baumholtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baumholtz is 0 for 1 in the game. Baumholtz strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Phillies nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Earl Torgerson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torgerson is 0 for 1 in the game. Torgerson takes first base on ball 4. Bobby Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 0 for 1 in the game. Morgan hits a fly ball into right field. Sauer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Granny Hamner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hamner is 0 for 1 in the game. Hamner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Baker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Torgerson moves to second. Two outs. Del Ennis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ennis is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Ennis takes first base on ball 4. Danny Schell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schell is 0 for 1 in the game. Schell hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Torgerson scores. Ennis moves to second. It's 1 to nothing, Phillies. Willie Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0 for 1 in the game. Jones hits a fly ball into right field. Sauer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Phillies 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Gene Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 0 for 1 in the game. Baker hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wehmeyer fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Dee Fondi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fondi is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Fondi hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Randy Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0 for 1 in the game. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards second. Hamner scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Phillies 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Gus Niearhas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niearhas is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Niearhas hits a fly ball into right field. Sauer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Herm Wehmeyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wehmeyer is 0 for 1 in the game. Wehmeyer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Richie Ashburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashburn is 0-for-2 in the game. Ashburn hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Earl Torgerson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Ashburn. The throw from Cooper and he is safe. Ashburn steals second. Earl Torgerson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torgerson is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Torgerson takes first base on ball 4. Bobby Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 0-for-2 in the game. Morgan hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Pollitt fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Phillies 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ralph Kiner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kiner is 0-for-1 in the game. Kiner hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hank Sauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sauer is 0-for-1 in the game. Sauer hits a fly ball into center field. Ashburn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0-for-1 in the game. Banks hits a ball on the ground towards short. Morgan fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Phillies 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Granny Hamner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hamner is 0-for-2 in the game. Hamner hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Baker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Del Ennis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ennis is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Ennis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jackson fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Danny Schell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Schell hits a pop-up towards short. Banks settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Phillies 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Walker Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 0-for-1 in the game. Cooper hits a pop-up towards short. Morgan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Howie Pollitt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pollitt is 0-for-1 in the game. Pollitt hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Ashburn. Pollitt reaches second base with a double. Frank Baumholtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baumholtz is 0-for-2 in the game. Baumholtz takes first base on ball 4. Gene Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 0-for-2 in the game. Baker hits a ball on the ground towards first. Torgerson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Baker for the out. Pollitt moves to third. Baumholtz moves to second. Two outs. DeFondi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fondi is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Fondi hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Pollitt scores. Baumholtz scores. It's 2-1, Cubs. Randy Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0-for-2 in the game. Jackson hits a ball on the ground into right field. Ennis picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Ennis. Wehmeyer fumbles the ball. That's an error on Wehmeyer. Fondi goes all the way around to score. Jackson moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 3-1, Cubs. Ralph Kiner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kiner is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Kiner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hamner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Phillies 1. The Phillies will come to bat. Willie Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0 for 2 in the game. Jones hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Gus Niearhas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niearhas is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Niearhas strikes out. 1 out. Mel Clark pinch hits for Herm Wehmeyer. Mel Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Phillies 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Steve Rijik now pitching. Hank Sauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sauer is 0 for 2 in the game. Sauer strikes out. 1 out. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0 for 2 in the game. Banks hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Walker Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 0 for 2 in the game. Cooper hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Banks moves to second. Howie Pollitt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pollitt is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Pollitt hits a ball on the ground and there's an error on the play. Banks scores. Cooper moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 4-1, Cubs. Frank Baumholtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baumholtz is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Baumholtz hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Ashburn. Baumholtz reaches second base with a double. Cooper scores. Pollitt moves to third. It's 5-1, Cubs. Ron Rosinski now pitching. Gene Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 0 for 3 in the game. Baker takes first base on ball 4. Dee Fondi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fondi is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Fondi hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hamner fields it and throws to home to get Pollitt. Baumholtz moves to third. Baker moves to second. 2 outs. Randy Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Jackson hits a fly ball into right field. Ennis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Phillies 1. The Phillies will come to bat. Richie Ashburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashburn is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Ashburn strikes out. 1 out. Earl Torgerson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torgerson is 0 for 1 in the game. With 2 walks. Torgerson hits a fly ball into right field. Sauer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Bobby Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 0 for 3 in the game. Morgan hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Fondi settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Phillies 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Ralph Kiner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kiner is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Kiner hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hank Sauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sauer is 0 for 3 in the game. Sauer hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hamner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Banks hits a fly ball into left field. Shell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Walker Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Cooper hits a ball on the ground towards short. Morgan fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Phillies 1. The Phillies will come to bat. Granny Hamner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hamner is 0-for-3 in the game. Hamner strikes out. One out. Del Ennis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ennis is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Ennis hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Baker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Danny Shell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Shell hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-2, Cubs. Willie Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Jones hits a fly ball into left field. Kiner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 5, and Philadelphia Phillies, 2. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.